Well, how are you all doing? Woo! Joe, how are you doing? Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it. Awesome. Well, we're here to celebrate you and announce Joe Thornton Day, and I'll get into that in just a moment. First, I want to welcome you all to the Janet Gray Hayes Rotunda, just named the other evening. Thank you. Thank you to Councilmember Dev Davis and my colleagues for coming together to honor one of our great civic leaders, our former mayor, Janet Gray Hayes. We're thrilled to have you all here at City Hall to celebrate another incredible leader and an inspiration here in our city. I was growing out this beard to try to be a little like Joe, but it's pretty clear I'm still a rookie. I mean, I got a long way to go, Joe. I'll ask you for some tips later. I want to thank Sharks President Jonathan Becker for including City Hall in this celebration and inviting fans and community leaders to be here to just help us celebrate an incredible sports icon in our community and someone we all look up to, both literally and figuratively, obviously. I also saw, is Tom McHenry here? I think I saw there. He has our other former mayor here, Mayor McHenry. Without Tom McHenry, I don't think we'd have the SAP Center and the Sharks here. So, Mayor, thank you for your leadership over the years. And I understand that that Mayor McHenry is a good friend of the Thorntons as well, so I'm sure it's especially special to have you here today. As Mayor McHenry taught us, great cities deserve great sports teams, and great sports teams have iconic leaders like Jumbo Joe Thornton, who inspire communities to come together and inspire the next generation to love the game. And that's exactly what Joe has done here in our community. I don't need to tell anyone here that Joe Thornton is a great player. I think the entire city knows that. So I won't talk about the 1,714 games, 430 goals, 1,109 assists, and 1,539 points that Joe has under his belt. What I will talk about, though, is how much Joe has done for the San Jose community. Joe's been a regular participant in the Sharks' philanthropic efforts through the foundation, enhancing the lives of San Jose's underserved children through programs that revolve around education, health and safety, building character and confidence, including, of course, youth hockey. And I can tell you, Joe has coached a lot of youth hockey. Hundreds of San Jose youth have been coached by Joe through the Junior Sharks Youth Program. Joe even, through the Make-A-Wish program, helped make a young woman and young girl in our community's dreams come true. He personally drove her to the game as his guest and had socks made with her photo on them to wear on game night, which I thought was very classy. These are just a couple of examples of Joe's incredible impact on the community. He's a legend who has performed at the very highest levels of professional sports, but has never forgotten that inspiring and supporting our young people is the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves and future generations. It's people like Joe who play with humility and dignity who make us want to be better people. And that's why I'm so happy to be here to help honor him today. You know, you can't mention San Jose without mentioning the Sharks, and Joe, you've given your all to both. I know you were born in Canada and technically may live in that little town called Las Gatas, but clearly your heart is in San Jose. So before we get to the proclamation, and I invite my colleagues to come up, I do want to first ask Sharks President Jonathan Becker to come on up and also say a few celebratory words. Jonathan.
Look, we've all come together to honor Jumbo Joe Thornton, truly a heavyweight in San Jose hockey, in a newly named Janet Gray Hayes Rotunda, herself a heavyweight of American politics. So it's only fitting one heavyweight meets another. And I'd also, on behalf of everyone at Shark Sports Entertainment, roughly 2,000 of us, thank the mayor, council members, council-elect, for allowing us to have this proclamation here and supporting us as well. You know, it's almost impossible to describe Joe Thornton. The person, the player, his impact, not just on San Jose, but hockey overall. It's certainly almost impossible to do it in a minute or two in a couple of words, but I'm going to try. In fact, what I'm going to do is I try by outsourcing this. We asked a bunch of his former teammates, current players, and fans to say, if you were to pick one word for Joe, what word you would pick? And their results are very telling. The first word was icon, and he's definitely an icon. And then it was legend or legendary, said, of course, this way, legendary. Another thing that came up a lot, which is technically not word, one word, is infectious energy. And if you've ever had any chance to spend time around Joe, you feel better after you've been around him. He has that infectious energy. You may not know this, but he's really funny as well. And funny is a word that everyone used. And finally, and maybe not surprisingly at all, beard. Very associated with him. You can see it on, oh, sorry, the pin I'm wearing as well. Now, I've been personally lucky enough to watch Joe both on and off the ice for more than 20 years, primarily here in San Jose, but, you know, he came from Boston and disappeared out in the wilderness for a few years, but mostly here in San Jose. And if you were to ask me to describe Joe Thornton, particularly to somebody who didn't know him very well, I think my sentence would be this. I never met anyone that loved the game of hockey more, and anyone that was more beloved by his players, his teammates, his family, and frankly, fans alike. Joe, thank you. Not just for all the amazing hockey, which was incredibly amazing, but for being an amazing human being. And most of all, thank you for always being a shark.
But actually, you inspired me, you know, as you were describing Joe and all the things that make him who he is. I mean, you're the best of our city, right? Somebody who's easygoing and laid back, but incredible work ethic, kind, giving, inclusive, builds a team. That's San Jose at its best. So thank you for expressing those values that we all aspire to be here. We're just honored that you represented our city for so long. And I'm really thrilled that in just about a week, less than a week, we'll be officially at the game on the 23rd. Is that right?
Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
Tracking
I am losing track. Saturday, officially, it's coming quick, retiring your jersey. Only the second time in Sharks history. So throughout this week, between today's announcement, we'll be proclaiming Joe Thornton Day, and I'm going to call some folks up to help me do this in just a moment, and then retirement of the jersey on the 23rd. The Joe Thornton flag will be flying here at City Hall, and all of San Jose is lighting up in your honor. San Jose Civic Auditorium, the Winchester Mystery House, San Jose Mineta International Airport, Adobe's Global HQ, San Pedro Square, the Tech Interactive, and the list goes on. Fans will see our San Jose staples, our iconic buildings, lit up in teal in your honor, Joe. So what we're going to do now is welcome Joe to come up if he would like to say a few words, and we're going to then...
Probably would have used the word sexy, Mayor.
Sorry, I left one out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Joe Thornton Day in San Jose. Sounds pretty good, eh? Jonathan Becker, thank you so much for your kind words. You know how much the city of San Jose means to me and my family, who are right up here. It is important for this city to have a winning team, and I know that you and the Sharks management team are on the right path again.
Yeah, let's get into the end.
Mayor Matt Mahan, thank you so much. I never thought I'd get my own day, but here we are. You know how important the Sharks are for this city when one of their former players gets honored like this. Let's keep that way for generations to come. The SAP Center, like the team itself, is in the heart of the city, and I love that. Oh, there we go. This city bleeds teal. And I see my old friend right there, Tom McHenry, the old mayor of San Jose. You did so much to bring the Sharks to San Jose, and for that, Tom, you should be getting your own day too. Thanks for introducing me to the city back in 2005, and I love the fact that my kids and your grandkids are friends. And it's one of those full circle moments, Tom. And to the great people of San Jose, I love playing in front of you for 15 years. The community embraced me and loved me, and I never took that for granted. So let's all have a great Joe Thornton day. Yeah. Let's go, Sharks.
Thanks, man. I'm going to call up my colleagues here.
Yes.
Joe Thornton Day in San Jose. I love it. All right, I'm going to ask my colleagues. We've got Vice Mayor Kamei, Councilmember Pam Foley, Councilmember Arjun Batra. We roll deep, folks. Councilmember David Cohen, Councilmember Dev Davis, and Councilmember Biandone to come on up. We're going to officially proclaim Joe Thornton Day. After we take a quick photo, I want to also invite up Mayor McHenry, the family, maybe our Councilmember-elects as well, to jump up and get a few more photos with us if we could. So Joe, once again, congratulations. We got to have Sharky. Come on up. And this will be officially on the 23rd, will heretofore be Joe Thornton Day in the city of San Jose.
The short, fun question. So what are some of your best memories in San Jose?
Best memories. There's been so many. I think game 7 against Vegas, you got to put up that, you know, that has to be up there. That was incredible. I think my first game coming here to San Jose, skating out of the Shark Head, that was unreal. But really, I just... The people here have been so really, really good to me, and it's been great.
Shang Peng, San Jose Hockey Now. Congratulations, Jumbo.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you, in 2020, when you left San Jose, did you think you were going to come back, and what brought you back to San Jose?
We didn't know. But I think I persuaded the family to come back because I love it so much. I always had a good idea we'd be coming back, but I don't know if you'd ask my wife or my kids that, but I think I always knew I was going to come back because I love the people and I love the area so much.
Do you have a plan to take an official job with the Sharks? Or are you happy
no,
with the director
I'm,
of Vibes?
I'm help coaching out the U11 hockey team, Junior Shark, U12 hockey team, Junior Sharks, and that's good enough for me right now.
Unofficial director.
Right, yeah. Thanks, Jonathan. I listen to a lot of music, Mike, and Jim Morrison says the West is the best, and I truly believe that. I love the East Coast, I love visiting, but I love the West Coast, but it sure is we're far away from home, and we do get often home quite a bit, so that's nice to see Mom and Dad, but this is where home is, and this is where I love to live. I have, and mom and dad still live in the same house. I know the address. but yeah, we've it's I never thought I'd live in California. It was just, honestly, it was a dream growing up. I loved the Beach Boys too, and they always talked about, you know, California dreaming. And but yeah, I think at a young age, I was in love with California, and here I am right now. Curtis.
Curtis Michalko, Bay Area News Group. I read a quote the day of the trade, or the day after the trade to San Jose, that your parents had flown into Boston to play a game against Ottawa.
Yeah.
And here we are 19 years later, your parents are here. How much has family meant to you throughout this whole situation here?
It's everything. To have mom and dad here and my wife and kids, it means everything, and to share these moments with them is very special, because, you know, as a family, you go through a lot in the hockey world, and I phone my mom and dad after every game. It's just, yeah, I'm going to cry a lot this weekend, by the way, but I'm going to laugh a lot too. But yeah, it's hockey's been a family thing for a lot of years, and it still is. And yeah.
Do you have the speech written, and do you plan to take part in warm-ups?
I'll answer the speech thing first. I got the speech pretty much dialed in. And no, I don't plan on doing warm-ups.
Joe, over here, right here.
Oh, yeah.
Max Moe with the Hockey News and NHL.com. Obviously, with Patty going up in the rafters just a couple years ago, you two are basically the staples of the Sharks franchise. What does it mean to be next to him?
Yeah, and I've known Patty since I've been 17 years old. So for me to go in there right after him, he got obviously drafted here second overall in 97, and I went somewhere else. But to be up there together, it's a special night for me. And to see the number 12 and the number 19 up there, and I'm sure there's going to be some more numbers coming after us. But I'm looking forward to it.
Just thinking back to when you got drafted, obviously somewhere else, as you just said, but if you can do your best to think back, did you ever think you would have your number retired by an NHL franchise?
No. You asked my dad my first year. I didn't think I was going to survive my first year, even my second year. So to end up playing, you know, as long as I did, I don't know how I did it. I know with the support of a loving family, that's what got me through it.
Joe, you did an interview with Jason Demers, and you talked about just how much it would mean to still win a Stanley Cup, be a part of the Sharks doing that.
Yeah.
Just how much would that mean, and also being part of this new era with Macklin celebrating and Will Smith?
Yeah, it's so exciting. We're lucky enough to have Macklin at the house, so we see him all the time, and I know my son River's excited with that. It feels good around here now. It feels really good. You can see we got some really, really good young talent here. It's going to take a while, as everybody knows, but there'll be a parade here one day, and I can't wait for it.
Looking back over your career, is there a player that you wish that you had played with?
Oh, boy. I played with a lot of good players. Probably Eric Lindros. Eric Lindros, the Big E. I was a fan of him growing up. I thought he was going to join one of my teams earlier on in my career, but he didn't. But I would have really enjoyed playing with him, I think.
Take a couple more, and then we've got a special presentation that Jonathan Becker will introduce. Curtis?
Joe, we just saw the Hockey Hall of Fame ceremonies in Toronto not too long ago. How much would that mean to you to be a part of that next year?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll work on that. You know, whatever happens. I was just really excited to see Jeremy go up, and it was a heartfelt speech. And I love watching, you know, buddies go in and watching them and supporting them, and it's a huge honor for guys like that.
Have you been inside the building? Dream one day that you'd be there as well, or?
I've been in a couple times. But that's a pipe dream. You know, that stuff doesn't happen. So, it's cool. I don't know. I get so many texts, and I keep in contact with so many guys, and they know their feelings on how I feel about them. But really, I'm just so lucky. I've met so many good guys that I've kept in contact with that will be friends of mine for a lifetime. So. It's nice having good friends, let me tell you. Yeah.
Joe, for tomorrow right over here. Oh. For tomorrow, obviously, with the game, I mean, is there a goal for you maybe to score four? And
four? I don't know how many people would enjoy that. But you never know.
Is there a player tomorrow you're looking forward to, maybe you haven't played with in a long time or just didn't cross paths with that you're looking forward to playing with?
There's 36 guys in total, and honestly, I'm looking forward to seeing every single guy. Yeah, I hope I get a shift with every single guy. It might take a long time, the game, but the guys are starting to trickle in now, and we're texting back and forth, and everybody's getting excited, so... Yeah, we're looking forward to the game tomorrow, and then obviously the jersey retirement on Saturday.
Joe, can you just take us back to the moment?
Oh.
Your happiest day as a Shark, and just take us back to that.
Every day. Every day I loved. I loved going to the rink, and I know my wife can tell everybody. I showered at the rink every day. It was a day off. I went to the rink. I rode the bike. I worked out. I'd love going to the rink, and I still go to the rink every day now. If it's with my son or if it's not, I'm always at the rink. It really is my happy place.
All right, thank you much for that. Jonathan has a quick presentation here. He'd like to bring up a special guest for Jill.
Here we go.
I am a Shark.
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere.
You're not going.
Oh, you're staying right there. So we have a little special presentation. I'm going to ask Charanbir Mahal to come up on stage. For those of you who don't know him, he's the head of INDTV, helps us grow the game of hockey here in Northern California in very different ways. So Mahal, over to you.
Well, Joe is always going to be some of my best hockey memories, and I have a short life in hockey. a quick thing. You know, San Jose Sharks have great community outreach programs throughout the valley here, and a little sliver of that is where I fit in. So we try to take hockey to the Indian community, and vice versa, bring the Indian community to hockey, because it's such a great sport. I gain so much just being involved with the San Jose Sharks and the hockey. So in that process, I visit a lot of community organizations, over a couple of hundred, and a lot of events. And at a few events, I started seeing these great paintings. And I always wondered who drew those paintings. And eventually, I found out it was Komal Bajor. So I ended up going to their home, and I asked, hey, would Komal be interested in doing a portrait for Joe Thornton on this special day? And she agreed. She spent quite a bit of time on it, and we would like to present that from Indian community to Joe Thornton, a great portrait. I think it captures his hockey.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I got it from Mr. Mahal, INDTV USA. And he's a huge hockey fan. I am a newbie hockey fan. And to be able to, I don't even know what to say. It's such an honor to paint an incredible man like you.
And sexy.
Yeah, and sexy. And I just hope that the incredible journey you've had on the ice, I hope you have an even more incredible journey off the ice, and good luck for the future.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it.